Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable and safe and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind. The battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder is telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster, and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
All right, great morning, and we want to welcome each and every one of you jumping on the grind this morning.
It's Freedom Friday!
Yes, Freedom Friday! Yes, we are going to definitely get our show started, and we just want to welcome each and every one of you. Happy Friday! Today is your day. Today is a day to be great. Where is the opportunity for us to play the song? Yes. So everybody, it's Freedom Friday. Welcome to the grind. We want to welcome each and every one of you on the very first Friday that this show is taking place. And we got to let you know that, you know, it is.
Hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited, so go on and get to clapping. Go pop a four pass, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a pass, drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami, wake up with no jammies. Pop the tail for dinner, Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it, got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it, take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac,
girl, let's put some miles on it.
You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you. you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flica, mama. I would never make a promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us. And I'll agree.
Just getting their day started. And if you ever want to dial into the grind, let me go ahead and give you all that number, okay? That number is 646-668-2564 because we'd love to hear from you, all right? We'd love to hear your comments, your questions, whatever you got out there, as God has just literally blessed us with this amazing platform in which we just get up on these days.
Where's
the
wrinkled shirt? I just realized how wrinkled my shirt
right?
was.
It's
but
okay.
You know what? Y'all can't see it on the radio.
It's really show
but y'all can see it on Facebook Live.
View.
Y'all can see it on Instagram.
Reason. Right.
But guess what? My shirt wrinkled today. It's Freedom Friday. I don't care. Right? So I'm going to do what I do, right? We still going to say the same stuff. This is still the realest show ever.
Right.
Right? We're going to have some unscripted conversation. We're going to say some things on this show that some people definitely not going to like.
Right.
Right? But we're going to say some things on this show that some people are going to love.
Gotcha.
Right?
All right. I see you, Nick. Making moves.
Yeah,
let me just repeat that number so I don't have to do
is
all that.
That phone on? I hear something.
No, the phone's not on. Okay, that number. We got somebody asking for the number again. It's 646-668-2564. Okay, that is how you dial into the show. 646-668-2564. So I don't know about you all out there.
Yeah, dial in, man. Dial in, dial in. So
land.
Today's Freedom Friday, guys. Really show ever. We're going to talk about something this morning, man. That's
yes.
That's going to be hard-hitting, as always. This is not a mamby-pamby show, right? We're not.
I do hear something.
What am I hearing? Oh, okay.
Is that?
That's okay.
Okay, our daughter's
so,
in school.
So I'm hearing. But this is not a mamby-pamby
okay.
show, so we're gonna say some stuff that's going to make some people a little mad today.
Right.
We're going to give you some revelation also. Right. So Pam said something to me this morning and she said something about opposition and she said opposition creates opportunity. And I'm going to add a spin to that.
Uh-oh.
Right. I'm going to say that opposition creates opportunity and opposition creates growth.
Absolutely.
Right.
It does.
So opportunity creates
yes.
an opportunity. Opposition creates an opportunity.
Right.
To grow.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's good.
Right. So we want to get into
that's
that
exactly
this
where
morning.
I was going with it.
Okay, good. So we're on the same page. We want to get into that this morning because if opposition creates an opportunity, there are some people out there that are going to say, dang, well, I don't want to have to go through opposition to grow. Well, newsflash, you don't want to grow.
Right.
So here's the saying that we live by. In this house. Some of y'all may already know it. Some of y'all may live by it, right? Saying that we live by in this house is not what happens to you. It's how you handle what happens
Absolutely.
To you.
Absolutely.
Right? So when something happens,
great morning, parents.
Do you get
what's
all
up, Brianna?
Do you get all flustered, right? And all out of sorts? Or do you sit back, take a few deep breaths,
trying to get neat.
And say, I see what just happened. I understand. You may not understand. What's happening. But guess what I know? You won't understand what's happening until you slow down long enough to learn the lesson from what's happening. Then once you know what lesson is trying to be taught, right? What lesson you're being taught, when you know, okay, well, maybe if I wouldn't have did this, this wouldn't happen. So you figure that part out. That's the quick part.
Right.
Once you figure that part out, now you can focus the rest of your attention on what? The solution.
On the solution. Right.
On the solution.
But you know what? Many times when opposition comes, you know, we tend to shy away from it because opposition means that it's going to stretch you in the direction or take you or test you in areas where many times we don't want to be tested. But we don't understand that opposition is the very thing that's necessary in order for us to go to the next level because that opposition is the test.
Right.
That opposition, just like you say, that opposition causes the opportunity. It creates growth. And the growth is what's necessary in order for us to now move ourselves to now create the things that we want to create and to be who we need to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what life is all about, becoming the person that you need to be.
Right.
In order to get what you want to be. So we know that we have to do the things that we need to do to get where we want to be. And that need comes before the want, guys. You have
right.
to figure that part out. But let's talk about opposition because right now somebody's going through some opposition on the JOB right now. Somebody's going through some opposition in the marriage right now. Somebody's going through some opposition in the friendship right now, the partnership. You know, whatever ship you're in, you're going through some opposition. Some of y'all have left from out to work and you're mad at your spouse. You ain't mad, you pissed off. You mad? You can't. I can't believe he did that. I can't believe she did that. And it's unsettling. No matter what it is, even if it's a friendship, some of y'all are trying to gauge and determine whether or not you're going to stay friends with certain people, right? And here's what we know about opposition. It comes in many ways, shapes, forms, and fashions.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Opposition is all over the place. When you walk outside and it's cold outside, that's opposition.
Right. Because we don't want to be cold.
Yeah. When you get in your vehicle and you drive to work, it's going to be opposition. When you're on the job, it's going to be opposition. I don't care how little money you have or how much money you have. There's always going to be opposition. Now, let's keep this 100, all right, because we always keep everything 100,
mm-hmm.
all right? You hear people say, I'll make somebody mad right now, but that's okay. You hear people say, you know, I would, if I had money, I wouldn't do that. If I had money, no, I wouldn't buy that. If I had money, I wouldn't be acting like that. And the reality is, until you get money, you don't know how you will react.
Definitely.
You don't know what you will buy. You don't know what you will actually do because you've never really experienced it yet.
Right.
This show's not about money. How you all on my side,
I'm
baby?
I'm sorry.
You like that? I need the tape. We need that.
I got the X.
I'm gonna
make
it. What? Yeah.
I got the X.
She's encroaching on my space.
Well, like, you know, it's because we got the nice wide screen on Facebook.
Let me do this.
But then Instagram, you gotta be in the little screen on the phone, straight up and down. Because if we turn it sideways, we're gonna be sideways. So you know, it's
I'm gonna stand behind you a little bit. That way, I give you a little more space. Because you, I talk with my hands, but you talk more violently with your hands. But you know what they say, people that talk with their hands are very passionate.
I talk a lot with my hands to the point to where I have to really focus on that. Mm-hmm. I focus on not moving my hands.
And it's okay. You don't have to change that. You don't have to change it because that's who you are, right? But
sometimes I'm like, keep your hands still, Pam.
There are moments for that, right? There are moments when you got to keep your hands still, but there are more moments when you don't.
Right.
So that's why, you know, it's Freedom Friday. You got to create your space.
Absolutely.
When you create your space, then you can do the things that you want to do to drive your culture, to drive where you are and where you're going.
Yes.
You can't do that until you get your own space, right? So we were talking about, you know, having money and things of that nature. This show is not about money, but let me just say something to you guys, okay? I heard a great man once say that money is not everything, right? But it's right up there, right along with air, okay? So I'm not saying you need a lot of money. You just need enough money to maintain and to do some of the stuff that you want to do, to do the things you need to do and do some of the stuff that you want to do, because opposition is going to come and try to keep you from doing that. And if you don't recognize what the opposition is, then it's going to get you every single time.
Right.
Your discernment comes into play when it comes down to you first and foremost, as Pam always says. First and foremost, your discernment is for you, right? When you see opposition coming, right now, some of y'all saying, well, they drinking mimosas on the show, and I don't like that.
Yes, we are.
Click the end button. You know what I'm saying? Click the end button. Don't dial into the show. If you hear me say we drinking mimosas, if you're on Blog Talk Radio, you don't want to listen to, you know, podcast hosts that drinking mimosas, then end the button. You have the ability to be free to do what you want to do. Create your own space. And I love it because it's free. You can be free. Here's what, let me get back to my thought. Y'all got me off on a tangent. Here's what having a level of money, I ain't talking about millions of dollars, guys. I'm talking about having some freedom financially. That means you can pay your bills and you can save money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means, right? So if when you have some financial freedom, then it's easier to create your own space.
Right.
Right? Now, some of you are saying, how do I get to financial freedom? We telling you. Opposition is killing some of y'all.
That's right. And you never allow yourself to get to that level.
Right.
You fall by the wayside in opposition. And it's unfortunate, but it's the opposition that's going to give you the freedom in life that you desire and deserve. But why is it that when opposition comes, we don't begin to, number one, I think that when opposition comes, we fail to realize that we got to respect this opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we learn how to respect the opposition and we begin to understand, because it's all about perception. That's what it really boils down to. When opposition comes, how do you perceive it? And if you are focusing only on the opposition and you're that's what you're looking at, and you're paying attention, and that's all you can perceive, that's all you can see, is the opposition, the attack, right?
Right.
That's coming your way. Then what that means is you're not focused on what's going to come beyond that opposition. Where are you going to end up once you make it through that opposition? What are you going to accomplish? Because it's all a part of the process. So you got to respect the opposition. But you know, it's not easy for people to respect the opposition because life is life, right?
Right.
Life is life. So what happens to the person that says, okay, opposition is coming at me in all different directions? You know, why me, Lord? Why is this happening to me? Well, I think it's perception, it's mindset, because one of the things that I could truly say that as many times and as opposition continues to come every day, because you got to know the more success, the more opposition, okay? The higher the level, the bigger the devil.
Okay? The higher you go, the more gravity.
For real, right. So you're always going to have opposition. So if you want to win big in life, you got to prepare yourself for the opposition. But one of the things that I could truly say, when I began to change my mind and to look at things differently, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at begin to change. And that's for real the reality of things that happen to us in life. And so as many times opposition was coming Nate and I way, you know, along the 30 years that we've been together, married. And, you know, for a long time, when opposition would come, I would be like, what in the world? Why is this happening? You know, and I didn't understand it. But then God was telling me, respect this opposition, because through the opposition, if you begin to focus on where I'm taking you, if you begin to keep the big picture in front of you, if you understand this is a part of your process, because I can't even use you in the position that you're in right now. I can't even use you, you know, how you are right now. So I need to change some things in you. I need to grow some things in you. I need to stretch you out of your comfort zone in order to take you, in order to be able to use you where I'm taking you, right? And so that you will be prepared. So you got to respect this opposition. So when I began to realize that, that's when, for real, I began to change my mind. And I began to understand, yes, bring on that opposition, because the greater the challenge, the greater the victory. So I began to look at my perception change. And as my perception began to change, I began to get excited for real about the things that came our way, because I knew that beyond that opposition, there was victory. And so it's all about how you perceive something, how you handle something, because it's not about the things that happen to us. What are we doing with them? How are we handling them in order to now, you know, get through them? That's what it's all about. But unfortunately, most people don't look at opposition as victory, but it really is. That opposition is connected to your victory.
And the struggle is in the growth.
Right.
Everything you just said, you know, is 100, because, you know, most people aren't willing to struggle. Because they don't like the struggle. They don't like the way it feels. And it's hard for us to stand here and tell you that you're going to have to get comfortable in the uncomfortable, you know, because most people just don't want to do that. And, you know, the graveyard is full of people that have, you know, not realized their dreams. And that's the biggest place in the world where dreams go to die.
Right.
People don't create their own culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we talk about that a lot. You know, your freedom, since this is Freedom Friday, you know, Pam and I don't take this attitude on just Friday. We're free 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So we create our own culture. And how do we get to that point? We started creating our own culture. That means we started losing the people that didn't like our culture. That means we started dropping the situations that didn't feed our culture. That means we started actually moving toward the things that foster our culture to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And as we started to move forward, the natural stuff, the things that we were doing, the things that people were saying, the things that people were actually trying to throw at us, it started to fall off. But what we realized is that until you get up into the atmosphere, right, until you get up into a space, that's why they call it space, because until you get up into space where there is no more gravity, right, until you get up there, and I'm going to tell you about that in a second, but until you get up there, then you're always going to have opposition. And the opposition is going to come in the form of many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And each person's opposition is catered to their purpose, right?
Right.
Your opposition
catered
to your purpose. So you may be struggling with something that somebody else is not struggling with, and you're wondering, why me, as Pam said earlier? Why me?
Right.
And it's all about you, because one thing that we know is that the devil's attacks are tailored. They're catered to you. Right. It's like going to the it's like finding a good tailor and getting you a suit that fits just right. A pair of pants. You don't got to wear a belt with if you don't want to. Everything grabs and holds you right away. Ladies, you got that dress that you had cut and it just falls just the right way on you. And you can put it on. You don't even have to have no makeup on. Right. And you look good. It's like about that's how the attack of the enemy is. And you have to understand that the enemy knows your strength, but it more so knows your weaknesses. And I'm, now I'm getting real practical with you guys, Pam, so they understand. Now we're going to talk about the people around you and the people and the situations that are created, because, you know, it gets to a point when people see you, not that it's a big issue that you're rising, okay? But the biggest issue is that the attacks aren't affecting you. When the attacks stop affecting you, then the attacks become less frequent.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you guys to get that, because the devil isn't a person with horns, you know, and a long tail as it's been pictured, right? The devil is a spirit, right? And the devil is a spirit. So if it's a spirit, that means it inhabits people.
Right.
So if it inhabits people, that told me and Pam a long time ago that anybody can be the devil.
Right.
Anybody. So most people want to attack you. And here's the sad part. A lot of people don't know they're attacking you. Right. They're doing it and they really don't understand what they're doing. And then there are the people that are attacking you because they want to see you destroyed. We always say the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
Right.
Right. So the opposition is always there to take from you, never give to you.
Right.
And as the opposition is taking from you, it looks and see how you affects it. Where does the power come from? The power comes from how you react.
Absolutely.
To what's happening.
Right.
If I pinch Pam, right, and she says, ouch, and
ouch.
My goal was to hurt her, I just achieved my goal.
Right.
Right. So now I know that if I pinch Pam right here, then I'm going to get an ouch from her. So if I get mad, I'm going to pinch her.
I could let you pinch me.
Oh, she pinched
me. And I'm not even going to acknowledge it.
She don't even know. It may hurt. You
because
feel
I'm
the pain.
I'm not going to give you any power.
Now, here's the thing. She says something very important. Right? Very important. And I want y'all to get this with every fiber of your being.
Right.
How you create your culture. Okay. Every fiber. I pinched Pam. She chose not to say ouch, but how long do you think Pam cannot say ouch? Not long. It's going to start hurting her to the point to where she's going to have to say ouch. So what should Pam do?
Remove myself from around you so you can't pinch me anymore.
So you can't pinch me anymore. Right?
Right?
And I think that's where people miss it at.
Right.
We stay in toxic situations with toxic people and toxic atmospheres, even though we think that it's going to serve us and it doesn't serve you, you notice, well, I'm just getting pinched or this doesn't feel right, and you decide to stay in it, and the enemy just keeps on pinching you.
Right.
And it keeps on punching you because you keep saying, ouch, ouch, and they're laughing at you because they're like, they still here. They keep showing up. I'm just going to keep on pinching them because that's all I know how to do is destroy.
Right.
So you have to recognize the situation, right?
Right. You got to be able to discern, you know, mm-hmm. You have to be able to recognize the attack. And when you're able to recognize the attack, that's how you're able to have the power over the attack.
Right.
You know, you got to recognize it. If you can't recognize it, you know, then you can't even have the power in that situation, no matter what the situation is. But once you have, and you, again, listen, and once you get that discernment, then you have to understand that you have to pay attention to it, you know. But if you don't slow down to listen, you'll never have the discernment necessary, and you'll find yourself going to the left, to the right, to the left, to the right, never really accomplishing anything or going around in a circle because, you know, it's something that you got to remove yourself from at the end of the day, no matter what it may be. I don't care if it's an opportunity, if it's a person, if it's a situation, if it's a whatever may be going on. That's creating that opposition, you have to be able to recognize it. God gives us discernment. God gives us choice. So if he gives us choice, then you should never allow anything, any situation, any opportunity, anyone to violate that choice at the end of the day.
And you're absolutely right, family. You have to understand the opposition, but you also have to know that some pain, not all pain is bad pain.
No, right?
Some pain is good, some pain is necessary.
Right?
It's necessary, but here's the other thing. Some pain you create. You just got to figure out what you did to create it.
Right, you inflicted it upon yourself.
So I'm gonna make a statement to you guys, right quick, and it is the epitome of what is one of the epitomes of what this show stands for, right? You cannot change something that you do not control.
Right. We talk about that all the time.
Yeah, you can't change what you do not control. And that's why people fail at trying to change people.
Right.
Right. Because you can't change a person. A person has to make a choice to change.
Absolutely. You know what? And not to take things left, but even in relationships, you know, partnerships, you know, sometimes ladies, right, we want a man in our life or vice versa. At the end of the day, you have to realize you cannot change that person. They are who they are. Okay. So it's either you're willing to accept who that person is, and to allow that person to grow at their own rate, or whatever. But at the end of the day, I can't change Nate. Okay, if Nate is set in his ways, Nate has to make a decision to change his ways. I can't force Nate to change his ways. I can't tell Nate to change his ways. And many times, that's where relationships fail, because you get into a situation, right, or you get into a relationship, and you're like, oh, you know, he or she started doing this, and this is not how they was. And yes, they were. You just didn't pay attention to it in the beginning, okay? You decided, you made a choice to overlook it, thinking that you would be able to change it. And at the end of the day, you can't change anybody at all. They Ooh. Have to want to change.
Y'all done got real
right?
quiet. They got real quiet.
They have to want to change.
Sitting there like this here now.
Right? They have to want to change. Because I know from a female standpoint, I know there used to be some things that Nate would want to do, all right, or didn't want to do. And I used to, you know, want to, you know, pound it into him. Be like, well, we need to do this. We need to do that. This is what we need to do, right? And it would create an argument, because at the end of the day, you know what? This is not what Nate liked to do when I married him, okay? So therefore, I thought that, okay, I'm going to be able to change him. But what it did was it would create friction in our relationship, arguments in our relationship, because trust, know, and believe, for us to be 30 years strong, y'all may think that everything was honky-dory for 30 years. Heck no. We've been through some stuff. We've been through some challenges, but because the foundation was love, okay? Not money, none of that, okay? We came together, foundation, straight up love, and we understood that. We've been able to overcome everything. We've been able to grow together. But I realized early on, silence is golden. Y'all know how they say in the movies, silence is golden. And so, therefore, you just put yourself in a position to where you continue to pray about that thing, whatever it is, and you allow God to do the work, because you mouthing off, you talking trash, you doing whatever you got to say, it's not going to work. It ain't going to work. It's just going to push. It's going to create a gap that's even bigger than it is at that present moment. It's just going to make things wider. So just be quiet. Be quiet in that situation and watch what God does.
And she is 100% true. But she'll tell you this. You know, we all change as we grow in terms of, you know.
Why is the
getting,
heat on in
I know. House? I just turned it off. We all change. But I'm the same guy as I was when I first met her. She knows. Let me put this way. We say the same guy. And she's the same woman, but it's
we've grown,
but you have the same set of principles.
Right.
You have the same vision for your life, and you know that vision either increases, it never decreases. So everybody can handle increase. Nobody just wants to handle decrease, right? But here's the thing. I'm gonna give you guys something. I want to talk to the ladies real quick. I'm gonna talk to the ladies, but I need another mimosa before I do that.
You do.
I'm gonna tell y'all why.
Hold on. I'm gonna
get the most because I want this to sink in.
Oh, ladies.
Because I'm gonna talk to the ladies for a minute and tell y'all why I'm just going to say it the way I want to say it.
I will end up here. We
tell y'all, I know, but we're going to jump over to the relationship. It's really so ever. It's unscripted, right? We can talk about opposition all day.
All right.
Because we can do a whole show on this next thing I'm about to say. But I want to talk to the ladies. I could talk to the fellas, right? I could talk to the fellas as well, right? But I want to talk to the ladies, and I want to let y'all know why y'all struggling to get a man.
Oh, wait a minute. How you gonna leave the ladies hanging? You know, just like that. All right. I don't know what's about to come out of Nate's mouth, y'all, but I could tell you that for real. These are some of the things that I had to learn, ladies, in the course of being married. Literally, we had to grow through some things, and many times we don't understand. You think that you're gonna find this perfect mate, right? But we have to realize that we are all real people. And you have to be able to, you know, accept some things and realize that none of us are perfect. And so when you begin to understand that and you know that you can't change anybody, I don't care who it is, whether it's a husband and wife relationship, girlfriend, boyfriend relationship, friendship, whatever, any type of ship that there is out there, partnership, whatever kind of ship it is, at the end of the day, you are able to recognize who that person is. That person may grow sometimes, but sometimes that person may decide not to grow, but at the end of the day, they are who they are at the core, and that core is always who that person is going to be. So I don't know, but okay, he came back quick with the mimosa, so let's see what you got to say to the
y'all
ladies.
Y'all don't know,
so
ladies,
first.
Y'all want to hear what I got to say, because, you know, I don't want to say it because I can put it on my other platform.
Tatiana said she can't wait to hear because she's single.
I'm telling you right now. Let me tell you right now. I'm going to give you just a couple.
Oh, God. Brianna said, don't do it, Daddy.
Yeah. Of course.
Original Birdie said, come on now. Come on.
I'm talking to, see, Brianna, you got a man. I'm talking about the women that don't, right? I'm talking about the women that go to sleep at night praying, saying, Lord, you know, send me the right man. Send me the man that's for me. And I'm going to tell you guys something in all seriousness. You finding the right man is all about you understanding how a man is geared up. You have to understand how, I don't want to say think like a man.
Mother, she said she married and she still want to know.
But look, I don't want to say think like a man because you're a woman, okay? You should think like a woman.
Absolutely.
Right? Don't think like a man. Think like a woman. If you think like a woman, then it'll be easy for you to get a man. Because let me tell you how men, now I'm a man, and I've talked to a lot of men. And Pam and I, we used to be relationship counselors, right? We used to counsel singles. We used to counsel married people. We used to counsel everybody. So I've seen a lot. I've heard a lot. Pam knows a lot. She said, he knows exactly where I'm going. Let me tell you one thing about men, ladies, that women fail to understand on a daily basis, okay? We were built to provide, right? We're built to provide, and that's not just financial. That's physical. That's mentally. I'm talking and financially even rolls in there. So if we were built to provide, you have to think, who were we built to provide for?
The family.
Who does the family unit start with from a male perspective? The wife, right? Starts with the wife. So initially, the person that we were built to provide for is the wife. So here's the nugget. I've heard the statement said, well, I don't need a man. I want a man. I heard that.
Well, I mean, you got a lot of,
that's a whole nother conversation, but I'm going to bring it into this conversation because we're going to turn this show. We're going to turn this show into that. We're going to turn this show a little bit into
that. I'm the end-all, be-all, for real. Like,
so let's go into this.
Be by yourself.
So let's get right into the top of this because y'all tell me how deep y'all want me to go. This is the real show ever, man. This is what we do. You got to be on the show to get this stuff sometime because, you know, we may not end up talking about what we started talking about.
All right.
But here we are. So when you have a relationship with somebody, you understand, let's say ladies, okay, because we're talking about the ladies right now. We're going to them in a second, all right? Ladies, you have an inherent, a God-given need for somebody to need you, okay? I'm sorry, but that's how it's from the male perspective. I want my wife to always need me. Okay? If you don't need anything from a man, hear me when I tell you this, okay? When y'all pump your chest and you're like, I don't need a man. Well, guess what? The man don't need you. Honestly. And I'm not saying that you need the man to provide for you. I ain't not. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that if I leave Pam, hypothetically speaking, if I leave Pam today, Pam would provide for herself, right? She would figure out how to get it done, because women, y'all are some of the strongest creatures on the planet. I'm going to say,
yes, we are.
Y'all are the strongest creatures on the planet, right? When it comes to resiliency, y'all can bounce back. Y'all can take some stuff. Y'all can take some pain physically and mentally,
mm-hmm.
right? Men aren't, we aren't geared up quite like that,
nope.
right? Pam don't mind needles. I hate needles. Don't let the muscles fool you. I hate needles. If I go to get a shot, I'm like, oh, I just don't want to look. I got stuck so much in the military, I hated needles.
Right.
Right? So I hate needles. If I get sick, Pam gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna lay down somewhere, and I'm gonna need for you to bring me some orange juice, some chaga, some Nutribur shot. I'm gonna need you to bring me some stuff, right? Because I'm getting ready to lay down.
We're gonna keep fighting through it.
Right. Y'all gonna get up and y'all gonna go and y'all gonna still go, because that's who you are. Y'all can get pregnant, carry a baby in your stomach for 9 months, sometimes longer. And give birth to that child and still pop back.
Right.
You can't beat that resilience.
Right.
So nobody is questioning the female independence at all. I want you guys to understand that. Well, I'm talking about how we're geared up. I understand all of that about Pam. But we've been married 30 years, going on 31 years now, March 1st, right? I got that right, 31
got
years.
That right.
So, but here's the thing. Pam, I'm going to tell you firsthand. If I don't feel as if I am needed here, I'm going to withdraw.
Right.
Right? Because I'm going to feel some kind of way if I'm not needed. Now, ladies, am I saying that you got to make up stuff to be needed for the man to be needed? No. I don't need Pam to make up anything. But here's what Pam understands about me. Pam understands that I'm the fall guy for this family. She allows me to be the fall guy. She allows me to make decisions. We talk about stuff. We mull it over. If we have a stalemate, I'm going to say, okay, I don't division for the family. I don't think that's going to get us where we need to be in the time frame. And I say, let's just do this. She'll allow me to do that. And what does that mean? That means she may see something that I don't, and I still don't see it, but she still allows me to fail. Right. She allows me to fail at it and learn the lesson.
Thank you.
And there are moments when I see stuff that Pam doesn't, and she yields to me, and then it pans out the way I said it was going to pan out. So it's a give and take.
Right.
Right. So what I'm telling you, ladies, is that I need it as the fall guy for this house. If Pam tells me I got guns all around this house. Right. I got guns. Somebody breaking the house. It's going to be a sad day for them. Right. I carry a gun 99% of the time, right? And all me, and I got guns in the house. So the first time somebody busts through that door, who are they going to look at? They're going to look at me. Pam don't like guns. She's not a gun person. But I can promise you, the first time somebody breaks in the house, she's going to be like, with a gun. See what I'm saying? So we're called to be physical protectors. Ladies, ain't saying you can't get a gat, ain't saying you can't get a gun, whatever you call it, you know, and do what you do. But what I am saying, I can tell you how men are geared up.
Right.
We have a need needed. So that means we're looking for women that need our services. Right? If we're not needed, now, ladies, you're geared
then
up the same
point?
Way. You're geared
if
up
you
the same way,
together,
but not as much as men. You're geared up to make sure that you women have certain things that men don't have. Okay, you guys have the ability to think about some things and deploy the wisdom in it and the passion. This may not feel good to me, so I want to do it. I want to do this because it feels good. We don't always do things because it feels good. We do things because it's what's best, right? That's why women say, you know, wait till your daddy get home. He gonna beat your butt. right? Because you don't want to have to spank your child, right? But we don't spank our kids no more. We understand that. We know we have other ways
right.
we can do that, right? So to take things from them. But ladies, I'm telling you, the reason you don't have a man is because you don't need a man. And it's apparent that you can do everything for yourself, you know, and if you're looking for a sleep buddy, then you can find that out there in the streets anywhere. That's not hard, right? So you want somebody that's going to be there for you, be there for the family. So that means that, you know, nobody likes the submission thing. I ain't submitting to nobody but God. Awesome. I never asked Pam to submit to me. I asked Pam to submit to me as I submit to God.
Right.
If I'm out of alignment.
Because God has an order.
Right.
Absolutely.
If I'm out of alignment with the vision for the family through God's eyes, what our vision is, and it's easy. That's why women
that's
say the wisdom. Women see when they say, okay, well, look, I can tell. And let me tell you something. Ain't got nothing to do with going to church building either. Okay. Ain't got nothing to do with going to the church building. All right.
You don't want to go there because people.
Yeah, I know. I know what they say. But
they
God is everywhere.
That.
God
right.
is everywhere.
Leave
and I can, we, you, I can leave.
Church
I can leave
business.
My family and I can stand in the face of God. I can stand in the face of God and without ever stepping foot in a church building.
We don't
want to
go there.
But I'm not going to go there because some of y'all ain't ready for that conversation yet.
Right.
Right. So Pam follows me as I follow God, and it makes it easy.
Right.
It makes it easy for her because she knows when I say something for the family, she knows it's always already been vetted through God.
That's right.
I've gotten it directly from God. He's, I ain't like, this is what I think we should do. You know, I'm like, no, she knows. If I say, well, sweetie, I think we should follow this route. She already knows that I've prayed about it. She already knows that I got the family vision in well in the front of my head. And okay, where's this going to get us? And she may have some, she'd be like, well, I think we should do this. And you know, I think this will be a little bit better. And this is the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And Pam will tell you, I'll be like, well, why do you think that's going to be better? I need to know why you say that's going to be better. And when she tells me why, here's the thing, men, that we have to do. Men, we have to learn that what we say is not always the way to go.
Right.
Right. It's a partnership.
It
so
is.
I listen to Pam and Pam may say, you know, I think we should do this. If we do it this way, I think this is why it will be better. You can't just tell me something and not without giving me why you feel that way. So when she knows well enough now, when she comes, she's like, why? And I say, why you won't think that's a better way? And she gives it to me. What I've learned over the years, guys, is I'll say, you know what? That's a better way. You're right. You thought you covered something that I didn't cover. Let's do it that way. And we move. We ebb and flow. We know how to give and take. So ladies, I'm not just on you. The men have to be the men, okay? Sometimes it's a little harder to find a man because you're not putting yourself in the right atmospheres to find a man, and you're not carrying yourself the right way to find a man. A real man, here's going to tell you one more thing. I'm going to let Pam talk, okay? And this is gonna mess some of y'all up. It's going to mess some of y'all up because all y'all want, so y'all don't want a man. Y'all want a real man, right? Y'all want a man. Y'all want a man that's going to say, you know, I got you. You know, this is us against
right.
the world. We Bonnie and Clyde, right? We ride or die. This is us. Can't nobody come between us, right? Y'all want a man. Men are visual, okay? Men are visual. And we're very, when I say visual, we're visual and we're possessive. This is mine, right? I say this is mine. And I say this is mine. Right. That I mean, this is mine. So when if mine shows something that's mine to somebody else, it's no longer mine. Right.
No, that's right.
So what I'm saying to y'all is y'all want to, and I know I ain't going to get no hearts on this. OK. But what I'm saying to y'all is, ladies, stop advertising everything that you got on social media. Just to get attention, because all attention is not good attention. A man is going to recognize what's on the inside long before he sees what's on the outside.
Wow.
All right. So y'all, I want y'all to get that. And if y'all understand that, yeah, you ain't going to be the most popular person on social media because you ain't twerking and working it out. You know, you ain't got the cleavage hanging all the way. So I almost see your areola, you know. You ain't got the skirt on where I can see your butt cheek. That you may not be the popular person on social media, but guess what? You will be the lady.
Right. You'll be the lady that attracts the man.
Yes, yes.
And that's where that I could truly say, that's where a lot of ladies miss it, you know, because you're going to end up, remember, if that's the energy that you put out, ladies, that's the energy that you're going to get back in. Okay, and therefore you're going to end up attracting the very thing that you don't want in your life, because if that's what attracted that man, guess what? You know what? When you get that man, and now you know you're together, what have you? Now what's going to happen is you know that that's what attracted that man, and the next woman that's out there half dressed and everything, it's going to be the same visual thing that catches that man's eye. So therefore, you got to realize you got to carry yourself accordingly in order to be able to attract the very thing that you want in your life. So you got to be, you know, that woman that represents and has that wisdom to know that, you know, at the end of the day, you have to be who you are, represent what you want to attract the very thing that you want in your life.
And so, let me say this, because you're right. You got to be what you want to attract. And here's the thing, I appreciate that, you know, Sylvester Davis, I got a brother on here that's riding with me, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. But here's the thing. You know, Brianna talking about stopping, but you guys need to hear this, okay? You need to hear this.
We don't know why we ended up here today.
I think she was talking about the church thing.
Okay.
But y'all got to hear this, okay? When I see a woman on social media that is showing everything that she has, there's nothing left to the imagination, the first thing I think in my mind is, there's no way that that one man could ever satisfy her. She needs too much attention.
Wow.
Too much attention. Because if you'll put those pictures on social media, then that means you need a lot of people to see it, and you need a lot of people to like it.
Yeah, you just like attention.
You like attention.
Right.
And you're not just liking attention from one person. You need a lot of attention.
A lot of attention from everybody in the world.
You need a lot of attention from everybody, from the world wide web, and there is not just one man, or there is not just one woman that can satisfy you. So you have multiple needs that multiple people need to actually meet. And the problem is, guys, when you find a man, a real man, that's not what he's looking for. But what y'all doing is y'all playing the numbers in this. Y'all saying, if I go through enough, I can get to one I want. And I'm telling you, if you go through too many, you'll never find the one that you want, because he's no longer interested in you.
Right.
So all I'm saying, this stuff is not being said on mainstream media, guys. And I want y'all to understand that this is Freedom Friday, and I'm free every day.
I
can tell you, I've talked to enough people. I've talked to enough men. I'm saying, oh, yeah, you eye candy. You eye candy. Men are aesthetic. We see it. We see it. We like, oh, yeah, she's fine. She fine. She everything popping, boom, bam, pow. But I ain't taking her home to mama.
No, they don't want her.
I ain't
right.
taking her home to mama.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because if you're displayed out there on social media, I mean, come on, what's left to the imagination, for real?
Shoot.
And just like Nate said, what's mine is mine, but now you done made what's mine the world.
Right.
So it's no longer even desired, for real. And it's unfortunate that that's what the world has come to, like, for real. Social media has painted this picture that that's what's necessary in order to go out and to get the things that you desire, to get the men, the relationships that you want in life. But at the end of the day, that's not it. You know, you're going to end up attracting what you don't want. You know, you go out, I hate to say it, but for real, there's nothing good that's going to come out of a club. Like, for real, there's nothing good that's going
to
come out of a club.
I didn't get ready to get mad at you. Go ahead on. Put your head on the chopping block.
I'm just saying, like, for real. I mean, hey. Listen,
okay. All right,
if that's what you attract, don't be mad at what you get, for real, because it's the situation. That's it. Listen, like attracts like, so you can't be mad at, just don't expect to change that person. That's all I can say. Just don't expect to change that person, because that's exactly where you found the person, and guess what? That's who that person is. So obviously, y'all both there, so maybe like attracts like, but you can't be mad when things don't go the way that you want it to go. Okay, but you got to get to, I think in any relationship, number one, you got to get to know each other, too. Now that's the problem, because there are always signs. It's just that you choose to ignore the signs. And so then when things begin to surface, you're like, what happened? Oh, no, that person, that man, that woman, that was who that was when you got together with that person. You just chose, like I said, to ignore it, to brush it by the wayside just because you want to be in a relationship. Settle it. Don't settle in life. God's got the very best out there for each and every one of us.
Right.
But what happens is we choose to settle just because we want to say that we're in a relationship, and now we wonder why the divorce rate is, what, 75%. And, you know, it's like it's almost unheard of for Nate and I to have gotten married at the age of 19 and to be still standing strong 31 years later after going through every challenge that would have destroyed a relationship. Why did it make us stronger? Why? Number one, God first, family, everything else. Literally having a man that has God as his head, I submit to him as he submits to God, right? There's wisdom that God has given each and every one of us ladies, and that wisdom is God speaks to us, and now we're able to bless our men, right, and to impart into our men, to encourage our men, to allow our men to make decisions, to not beat our men up when they make a decision and it's not the right decision. But instead, ladies, we say, okay.
I told you that crap wasn't going to work.
Okay, what's the solution? How are we going to fix it? Right?
Oh.
Because it's a partnership. We fail together. We win together. And so that's how you build a healthy, strong relationship, communicating at all times and knowing that, you know, we in this thing together, okay? So how do we fix this at the end of the day? Because obviously, if God allowed us to go through it, it may have been a decision that together, you know, that we made. Because at the end of the day, if Nate decides or we talk about something and the decision is made and it's something and I agree to do it, if we fail, guess what? We just failed together. That wasn't just his decision. I'm not going to beat him up about the decision. No, how do we fix it? How do we fix it?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a choice
it
that we made together.
Yeah, we own it together.
And our relationship has always been that way. There's no I in Nate and our relationship. It's a we. It blows us away. We could talk about this all day long. You know, my money, your money. You pay this bill. I pay this bill. What? I don't understand. We don't understand that. Like, for real. Either you in a partnership or you're not. Real talk.
Now, if you can't trust somebody with the money, then here's the thing. You got to put some boundaries in place. But the reality is, if you marry somebody and they got bad
with
money.
Yes, you can ask a question.
They got bad with money, then that's one thing. But then if you marry somebody and then they were never good with money, then you're always going to have to be the person that kind of controls the money, right? But everything needs to go toward what happens, because if somebody don't pay the light bill, we all sitting in the dark.
Right.
Right? Somebody don't pay the water bill, ain't nobody washing
it. It is our responsibility to make sure the lights get paid.
Right.
It's not why you didn't pay the light bill. You got paid on Friday. That was your responsibility. Hello?
Stop talking, because they get mad now. They get mad at you now.
Okay.
That's how they stuff set up.
That's this new age relationships, like marriages.
If I can't trust you with money, I can't trust. It's different. And let me say this to the ladies. I get that question.
Okay.
Then I'm gonna say this to the ladies, you know, really quickly, and you know, and then I'll say something to the fellas. But the ladies, you know, you have to, you know, figure out, you know, what you want. There, for men, from a male perspective, there are different types of attraction. All right, from men to women. Even men, but there's for men more prominently, it's the visual. We see, because God didn't create you with curves and all this and that for no reason. He created you like that so that you were appeasing to the eyes of a man. So our initial attraction is the physical. Fellas, a woman's initial attraction is not the physical. I'm talking about a woman. I ain't just say a girl. Okay. I'm talking about a woman. Women have the ability to look past the exterior and get into the interior.
Right.
They want to talk to you.
Right.
They want to see what you stand for. They want to know what your vision is.
Right.
They want to know if you can lead them.
Absolutely.
Fellas, if you don't have those answers, if you don't have a vision for your life and your family's life, then you're not going to, you can look as good as you want to look. You're not going to be attractive to them. That's why you see drop-dead, gorgeous, bombshell women with busted-looking dudes.
Mm-hmm.
At least they have a vision.
Right.
They have a vision, and that's more attractive to a woman, and that's how God created her. Right. Men, we see what we want, and we see it, and we like it. That's the initial attraction. The second attraction is, okay, men, fellas, y'all are settled for something that looks nice, that's dumb. I'm going to tell y'all. I'm just going to be straight up with y'all. Y'all are settled. Oh, she's fine, you know, but her, but she messed up in the head, right? So you get past the exterior. Yeah, I said it. I said it. But you got, it's got to be different than that. This thing has to be, right. It has to be a handshake. If it's like shaking somebody's hand, and Pam, shake my hand. That she got a strong handshake. If I shake somebody's hand and they handshake like real like a wet noodle, that's a problem for me. You know. And if I shake a female hand and your handshake is harder than mine, that's a problem for me too. Right? So, but this is like a partnership. It's a handshake. When you shake hands, right? Okay. You want to know that we vibe on more levels than just surface.
Yes.
Right? So I like what you stand for. You look good, but you look crazy. I can't mess with you.
Right.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing about crazy women. You know, crazy women, they always work on that outside. They present, they boom, boom. Next thing you know, you talk to them and they're crazy. You be like, okay, I can get past that. You look good. We can't, fellas, we got to stop that.
Then you wonder why.
We got to hold them accountable because I promise you that they holding us accountable.
Right.
Right? Women are holding us accountable. We got to be deeper than
okay. What's your opinion on this? And this okay. is for you. Why do men have insecurities about their women having a very good female friend?
About
this, is this a single female friend? Just curious.
Yeah. So, and then she kind of partly answered the question.
It probably is.
She probably partly answered the question because, guys, in friendships, you have to understand a friendship, a relationship, a partnership, it's a ship, right? And you have to make sure that there aren't any things in the ship that make the ship sink, right? So, in a friendship, you have to be equally yoked, right? If you're married in a good, wholesome, godly relationship, and you got a whole bunch of single trashy friends, yeah, I'm gonna have a problem with that. If Pam had a whole bunch of friends that just all they want to do is go out, hang out, and look for men, yeah, I got a problem.
Yeah, and vice versa. Like for real, Nate is not gonna be hanging out with a whole bunch of single guys that just want to party, want to hang out in clubs. No, I got a problem
because I know what
that.
They're doing. I know
okay,
what they're all about.
What good can come out of that? Like for real, you have to. You know, be yoked and find you some friends of substance that are going to represent what you stand for. So therefore, you're right. I agree with you. Absolutely. So it works both ways. In a relationship.
So I you got another question. I hope that answered your question because you got to have a good friend, a wholesome friend,
right.
A friend that you need. If you married, man, find you some married friends. Find you some married friends.
But I do want to say this because I have several single friends.
Not saying that's all you got to have.
Right. I have
okay.
several single friends
about
that are
mindset.
Very good friends that represent the values that I stand for. So they respect my relationship. So it just depends, you know, on who this friend is. You know, does this friend respect your marriage and not going to attempt to take you into places where, you know, really and truly there's no place for you to be as a married woman. So you have to watch those things because at the end of the day, the devil is always busy, right? Through people, through things, through places. And so therefore you, again, have to connect yourself with those that are equally yoked, who believe, who are not going to put you in situations that can damage your relationship. So that's
you married, you up in the mirror with you.
Right. Like, what good is going to come out of that?
Like,
why? Right. So that's very important.
Let's answer this. Mr. Wilson Draw says, would you agree with the statement, not every woman is meant to be a mother and vice versa for men? So that's a great question. And here's what I'm going to say to that question. We have to look at the foundation of how things were created.
I mean, God created.
Every man was created, ladies and gentlemen, with the ability to be a father. Okay. Right? Let me put this this way. We were created with the ability to create life.
Right.
And if you're created with the ability to create life, then you're called to be the father of that life. Right? Ladies, same thing. You were created with the ability. Now, some people will say, well, some people are born barren. Some people are born this. It happens. Right? So here's the deal. When that happens, you got to realize throughout history, throughout the very first, we can take it to Adam and Eve. You guys understand there were people on the earth before Adam and Eve. Right, yeah, some of y'all, I was going to blow some of y'all away. But here's the thing. In the beginning, the intent. The intent is not always how things pan out, right? So the intent was go forth, multiply, right? Go forth and multiply the earth. That was the intent. So if I'm going to tell, if God is going to tell you that, then why not give you the tools to do that?
Right.
So those tools were given to do that. Over time, man has destroyed those tools just like everything else, right? Through different things,
right?
Through different man-made things and stuff like that. People are born not being able to do this, not being able to do that, and certain things that you do takes that ability
the choices,
away from you.
Right, and even the choices that you make can make it so that, because maybe, you know, he's asking that question because you can have the fathers out there, the mothers out there who, you know, may not represent as being very good ones because maybe it's not God family and it's everything else instead of that. But God gives us, it's through the choices, the wrong choices that we make. But I do want to come back over here because the young lady that asked that question about the single friends, so she said, so when she married, let her forget about her single friends because she's about to get married more like her bestie. No, not saying that because I can say that pretty much.
If it's your bestie,
let me
she
ask
understands
you this.
That.
Right, that's what
she
I was going
to
say. Because all of my friends, see, I have some very good friends in my life, and they just happen to be my childhood friends. Those are the friends that you don't have to talk every day, but you love each other from a distance. When you call each other, you catch up. And when I think about them, they're not married, right? They're not married at all, but they respect my relationship with Nate. They're not the type of friends that's going to try to put me in situations that's going to damage my relationship. So, yes, you can have some single friends, right? Nate, all of Nate's friends are not married, okay? Mm-hmm. Which Nate really only, he's got one bestie, okay? But he's got some. Right. But it just means that they have to respect your relationship. Otherwise, if that level of respect is not there, it's going to cause some friction in your relationship. So if that's your bestie, if that's your girl, then guess what? She's not going to try to damage, you know, or put you in situations that's going to mess up or cause some type of friction in your relationship. So she's going to understand, like, hey, girl, I want to go out tonight, you know, no. But when you say, you know, me and my boo, you know, we're going to be hanging, you know, around the house tonight watching some movies, she's not going to get upset.
Oh, that would be BS, girl.
Right.
BS.
And not
going to
be that friend that tries to take you out, you know, and put you in situations where you're going to be around, you know, all these single men. So they respect the relationship. All my friends, my single friends, right, respect and love the fact that Nate and I have such a strong relationship. So, yeah, they my girls, and they single.
Right. So, and it's all about mindset. It's about mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So not everybody's good for you.
Right.
And most certainly not everybody's good for your relationship. So I'm going to answer this one last question here. It says,
hey, Dexter.
What do you think about strong, independent women resent men for not leading in relationships when they don't allow the man to lead? That's a loaded question, right? So here's what Pam and I have learned, okay? If your question is bona fideably 100%, the fact that you are following God and asking your woman to follow you as you follow God, and she's not allowing you to make good, wholesome, healthy decisions for the family unit, then that's a problem.
Right.
That's a problem. But I've learned.
It's out of order.
Here's what we've learned. We've learned, okay, and we learned this through counseling. There's always two sides to every story.
Absolutely.
And when you get both sides in the room at the same time, the stories always change.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Always.
So there's always something that was left out or something that was added. So you can't really give a real answer for something unless you know both sides. So we will bring people in and counsel, but it would be always okay. We wouldn't counsel you by yourself. It will be the men. I will counsel with the men, panel counsel with the woman, and it will be like, okay, so remember, this is the individual counseling session because we're getting ready to bring all of this back together. Okay, so what you're telling me has the jive. It has to line up with what she's saying. So your perception is your reality. I'm going to give you that. But when it comes together, now it's a different story. So
right.
I believe what so you're I saying and not leading in the relationship. If you're leading,
you're alive too.
If you're leading in the relationship, and I got 20 seconds. If you're leading in the relationship and the woman doesn't follow you as you're following God, she's not allowing you to make the decisions, then she's not ready to be led.
Right. She's not ready to be in a relationship. Ladies, you got a man-man. A man-man means that that man got God as his head, okay? All right. And yes, it's okay to be that, because as women, when you're single, yes, you want to be that independent woman. But at the end of the day, when you want to be in a relationship, you have to allow that man to lead when that man is following God. Okay. So therefore, if not, what's going to happen is the relationship, the marriage is going to be out of balance. It's not in order of how God intended the relationship to be. So therefore, it's not going to end up being right, because you strong, he's strong, everybody's strong, and y'all just bucking up against each other because nobody wants to, come together and realize that somebody got to lead. Okay, there's an order when it comes time to God. And if you want to be the man in a relationship, then why are you in a relationship? That's, you're putting it in the vibe, that vibe out there, that you don't need a man. I got this. So therefore, we already discussed that.
Two strong people in a relationship. Right. And there's a great example. You know, we got our brother, Dexter Scott. He jumped on today. You know, him and his wife, Tanya Scott, you know, bless them, and they have a strong relationship. You know, and you look at both of them, and you see two strong individuals. Don't get it twisted. When you see a man that's strong and you see a woman that's strong, that's 100 plus 100, right? So when you put that together, that's an explosion. But it's about understanding who you are in the relationship and being secure in that, but having enough common sense to know that I want my wife to be as strong as she can.
Right.
So I'm going to promote her on every front.
Right.
I'm going to push her forward. Baby, go. You got this. You can do whatever you want to do. She's going to do the same to me. There is no I in team.
Nope.
So if we always talk about edification.
Mm-hmm.
You just ended it.
Did I really?
Yeah. We edify. We edify one another, right? We edify one another irregardless to what we do, right? We edify. Some of you,
now I think I ended it.
Here's what some of you do. You edify.
Oh, God.
Okay. You'll edify other people outside a relationship more than you edify the inside of your relationship. And that's where your work should be done.
Right.
All right. So, guys, we're going to end this thing up, man. We've been on for a long time.
We have.
Man, God bless you. I just
messed it all up on Facebook. They like, what in the world? I clicked on something.
That's all right.
Messed it all up. So I know they mad out there in Facebook land. My bad. I don't know how it happened. Anyway, but, you know, it is what it is. So, yes. I don't know how we went from opposition to that, but, you know,
it was
obviously,
where we were supposed to
it
go.
It was where we were supposed to go today.
Somebody needed that on the live.
Right.
And
we're still live, though.
And that's the unscripted conversation that we have. We may be. Who knows?
I don't think we are.
Bring it up.
Yeah, people are leaving.
Still live.
Yeah, I think it's because I clicked off of it.
We always talk about edification.
You just
ended it.
Did I really?
Yeah, we edify. We edify one another.
Maybe we're back on.
Right? We edify one another.
Anyway, I don't think we're on. No, I ended it. Live video interrupted.
All right.
But anyway, that's what we do over here on the grind. Real people, hey, real things happen. Oops.
All right, we'll see y'all on Tuesday, man.
See y'all on Tuesday.
Great.
Have a great Friday. It's Freedom Friday. Remember, don't just be free on Fridays. Make it a goal to be free every day on your day, because that's what happens. All right. Hey, my daddy.
All right.
Yes, come on, y'all. message. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Oh.